中是蒙是一个义人。
Because Noah in verse 9 said was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God.
因为第九节告诉我们，诺亚是个义人，在当时的世代中，他是个完全人，他是与上帝同行的。
God instructed Noah to build an ark.
上帝吩咐诺亚建造方舟。
Know God, if he wants to destroy the earth, he doesn't need an ark to save Noah's family. God can do anything to protect Noah's family from being destroyed.
虽然上帝并不需要方舟来拯救诺亚他的家人，但上帝可以用任何的方式保护诺亚的家人免受毁灭。
God instructed Noah to build an ark because God wants to give us plenty of time. It takes some time to build this gigantic ark, even according to the current standard. So at the time, other people still have a chance to repent.
上帝吩咐诺亚建造方舟，是因为诺亚需要一些时间来建造这个巨大的方舟。即使是用现代人的标准，这也是一艘巨大的船。这是因为他可以给其他的人有时间悔改。
So how did Noah react to God's command?
那诺亚对上帝的命令有什么反应呢？
When God told Noah to build an ark according to all the dimensions given and brought in his wife, his sons, and a daughter-in-law, and animals, and birds, and reptiles, food for everything or every animal, verse 6:22 says Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
在第六章中，当上帝告诉他按照约定的尺寸建造方舟，带上他的妻子、儿子和儿媳，还有动物、鸟类和爬行的动物，为每个人和动物准备食物时，6:22写道：挪亚凡行的事都是按着神所吩咐的去行的。
Noah did not ask God, "You are the God of universe. This is too much trouble. Can you just do something easier?"For example, give us a piece of a high land and that's high enough and wide enough for our family to survive. Then just go ahead, destroy all the surrounding.
诺亚没有问上帝说，你是万王之神，你是万物的神，这太繁琐了，能不能做点简单的事情啊？譬如给我们一块高度和宽度足够我们居住的高地，然后你再淹没其他周围的土地。
Noah knew well who God is. He obeyed.
诺亚知道，他非常知道神是谁，所以他顺从了神的命令。
Bible tells us multiple times Noah did everything just as God commanded him. In the first half of chapter 7, he actually repeated three times.
圣经上告诉我们，诺亚凡所行的事都是按着神所吩咐的去行。在第七章的前半部分，这样的描述重复了三次。
We have also a few observations in chapter 7, especially when they talk about what exactly Noah followed.
对，我们也有一些观察，即使是对那个洁净跟不洁净来讲，尤其是上帝告诉诺亚带七对所有洁净的动物。
Yeah, the one is just talk about clean and unclean. When God told Noah to bring seven pairs of all clean animals, it's obvious at the time the concept of clean and unclean is recognized by the people at the time.
对啊，当上帝告诉诺亚带七对所有洁净动物的时候，虽然圣经是到后来的时候才能有介绍饮食的规定，但是那个时候，就已经认识洁净跟不洁净的观念。
Yeah, Bible did not introduce this concept until later in Leviticus and Deuteronomy about it's all about eating, clean and unclean is about eating. But in the Genesis chapter 8, that distinction is related to the sacrifice, clean or unclean animal.
所以在圣经上面，直到利未记十一章和生命记中才介绍有关饮食的规定，但是在创世纪第八章中，这种分别圣洁跟不圣洁是有关祭事。
Another thing we notice is God told Noah to bring in the unclean animal.
神也告诉诺亚要带 不洁净的动物进入方舟。
So we just say, even though the ark was huge according to the standard, brought in unclean animal, it seems to be useless, right? It's occupying this fairly precious space.
尽管方舟即使是按照当时的标准是很大，但是带入不能用作食物的不洁净的动物，似乎是对浪费一些珍贵的空间。
Again, Noah did not ask, even argue why. He simply followed God's command.
但是诺亚并没有跟神争论，他也没有问神为什么，他只是顺从神的命令。
Another thing notice is the number of the clean animal was sevenfold.And the unclean animal.
所以神要诺亚带的洁净跟不洁净的动物的比例是洁净是不洁净的七倍。
As we know, God is compassionate about the needs of those people for obedience, even down to the detail of what food you can eat.
对啊，神对我们那些顺从的人的需要是非常有同情心的，甚至到关心我们到食物的细节。
So another thing we notice in this chapter is Noah's family or all the animals were brought into the ark pair by pair.
诺亚的家人和他所有的动物都是一对一对的带进方舟的。
Bible says Noah and his wife, his son and his son's wife.
有包括诺亚他的妻子，他的儿子和他儿子的妻子。
So when we read Genesis earlier, we know that the Lord created.Eve for Adam.
在创世纪开始的时候，我们知道神创造亚当，创造夏娃。
God said, "It's not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him."
上帝说这个人独居不好，我要为他造个配偶帮助他。
So God told Noah and his sons to bring their wives with them to be their companion, their comfort, and helper.
所以上帝告诉诺亚和他的儿子们带着妻子成为他们的伴侣，他们的安慰和他们的助手。
We also know each of men have only one wife.
我们也知道每个男人只有一个妻子。
Because the Bible in the later, in Peter's, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 20, said very clearly, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah,When the ark was being built, it's only a few people, eight people in all, were saved through water.
因为在彼得前书三章二十节提到，当上帝等候的时候，挪亚在建造方舟的日子里，为了那些不顺从的人，只有八个人得救，借着水。
So God wanted to establish a new world of mankind through one husband and wife. That's God's order and God's plan.
所以上帝想要透过一个丈夫和一个妻子建立一个新的人类世界，这是上帝的计划和秩序。
We just noticed in the verse 9 and verse 10 described 7 days after Noah's family and animal enter into the ark.
就在创世纪九章十二节中写到，上帝与诺亚的后裔立的约，不仅是诺亚的后裔，还有所有的活物。
So whenNoah and the family and all the animals entered the ark. The door of the ark was still open.
当诺亚和所有的活物牲畜都进入的时候，那时候方舟仍然是开着的。
And they wait until verse 16. They say the Lord shut them in.
直到第十六节的时候，说到神把耶和华关上了方舟的门。
So between verse 13 and verse 16, only Noah and his family along the animal brought by him were inside the ark.
所以从十三节到十六节的，就只有诺亚和他的家人以及他带来的动物在方舟里。
So God clearly telling people he was going to destroy everything due to the wickedness and evil through thought of the human hearts. He was still patiently waiting for people to repent.And even wanted to give people one last chance.
So, 上帝明确地告诉人们，由于人类心中的邪恶和邪恶思念，他将毁灭一切的时候，他仍然在耐心等待人们悔改，并希望给人们最后一次机会。
So I don't know about you. If I were Roa, I'm a many logical thinking scientist, and I would first ask God to let me stay outside before the flood water came, because God told me this was not a cruise vacation in luxury boat; it's a survival boat.
我不知道你的想法，如果我是诺亚，我可能会首先请求上帝在洪水来之前让我留在外面，因为上帝告诉我这不是一个豪华游轮，而是一个不是一个豪华度假游轮，而是一个生存的船。
It's not difficult to imagine this. Noah's family must have a lot of friends, relatives, or extended family member, maybe some of his hired people to help him build the ark.
所以不难想象一下，挪亚的家人一定有很多的朋友，他的亲戚啊，还有其他的亲属，可能都是与他一起建造方舟的人。
They might also have a lot of possessions, the lands, the properties, and Noah had to leave all of this behind now.
他们可能还有很多的财产、土地、房地产等，但是挪亚必须把这些东西都留在身后。
So later, when the flood water started to rise.I would shut the door to protect myself and the precious animal I brought into the ark.
后来，所以当洪水开始上涨的时候，我可能会关把门关上，保护自己随身所携带的物品。
Clearly, this is not the action of Noah; it was God at work.
所以显然这不是诺亚的行为，而是上帝的工作。
God has compassion for all of us at the same time. Only those who are obedient to God's command could be saved when God shut the door.
所以上帝对每个人都怀有怜悯之心，同时只有那些服从上帝命令的人，在上帝关上门的时候才能得救。
So in the verse 17 to chapter 8:16 is all about the life inside the ark.
所以我们要从创世纪第七章十七节到第八章十四节，我们会谈论到信心跟顺从的心，住在方舟之内。
Yes, same. Please also follow along your Bible, from verse 17 to chapter 8:16.
请大家按照你自己的圣经，所以可以从创世纪第七章十七节，看到第八章。
So from verse 17 to verse 24 is all describe the magnitude of the flood.
所以从创世纪第七章十七节到二十节，就是描述到那个洪水的程度。
The Bible says for 40 days the flood kept coming on the earth. Verse 19 said it rose greatly on earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered.The mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits, which is about 7 meters high.
所以从十七节到二十节有讲到，因为四十天的洪水在地上，到十九节讲到洪水在地上甚至比山还要高，涨到比山还要高，使天下被遮蔽。二十节有讲到水势上涨，淹没的山，水面上升的高度超过十五肘，大概是七英米的高度。
Just as God warned the people at the time in chapter 6, verse 13, God would keep his word. He was going to destroy the world.
正如上帝在六章十三节中对当时人们发出警告说，上帝会信守他的话，神会毁灭这个地上。
Verse 21 says, Every living thing that moved along the land perished. Birds, livestock, and animals, all the creatures,That swarm over the earth and all mankind.
在二十一章说到，在二十一节说到，在陆地上凡有血肉、有生命气息的活物都灭亡了，有飞禽、牲畜、野兽，以及地上所有滋生的昆虫和全人类。
Everything on dry land that had a breath of life in its nostril died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out.People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds that wipe from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark.
所以从二十二节开始，他说：“凡在地上有鼻孔、有气息、生命的动物都死了。地上所有的活物，无论是人是兽，是爬行的昆虫，是空中的飞鸟，都从地面上除灭了。唯独诺亚和同诺亚在方舟上的人幸存。”
So the consequences of wickedness and the evil thoughts of the human heart were severe.
所以那是人心中的邪恶和恶念所导致的后果是严重的。
Only those who were obedient to God's command, like Noah, were kept alive.
只有像诺亚一样顺从上帝命令的人才能够幸存。
Let's all, you know, picture this. Verse 18, let's say the ark floated on the surface of the water.
让我们想象一下，在第十八节说到，说方舟漂浮在水面上。
We might all had experience on sea, even with our luxury cruises. When flood water or typhoons, the sailing will not be smooth. The boat will start to swerve around and left and right.
所以我们可能都有在海上的经验，即使是在豪华游轮上，当洪水潮水来临的时候，航行也不会平稳，船或者是游轮会摇摆。
The ride will be bumpy to make us seasick.
所以这趟旅程将是颠簸，而且可以让我们晕船。
Verse 24 says, "The water flooded the earth for 150 days."
二十四节说，水在地上泛滥了一百五十天。
So at the beginning of this journey, you have witnessed everything surrounding you disappeared. People died. Some of them.Maybe your friends, your relatives, the animals and birds, the reptiles, all the insects die. You also might witness some of the people you know fought to survive during the great flood, but it was too late.
所以在这旅行的开始，你可能目睹了你周围一切消失，人们死去，其中一些可能是你的朋友、亲戚、动物、鸟类、爬虫类、昆虫也死了。你可能亲眼看到其中一些在大洪水中。生存搏斗，但这已经是太晚了。
The sailing inside the ark is pretty bumpy and also full of smelly animals. The sound of all kinds of animals and birds may not sound kind of music or sing praises like we just did in our ear.
Okay, 方舟在摇摆，充满了臭味的动物，各种动物和鸟类发出的声音，可能在你耳中听起来并不悦耳。
The only people you can talk to at the time is excluding yourself, which is seven, you know, it's been there, stuck there for a long time. Inside is a covered boat.
All you can talk is just the small people around you.
中文
including your wife and three sons and their wives.
Yeah. God lowers the number in Genesis chapter 8, verse 1, that God Remember Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark.
Okay, in Genesis, 创世纪八章第一节说，然而神纪念诺亚和所有与他同在方舟的野兽和牲畜。
So, the verse 2 says, He sent a wind over the earth and the water receded. Now the spring of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed.And the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of 150 days, the water had gone down.
然而神纪念诺亚和所有和他同在方舟的野兽和牲畜。神知道诺亚的困境，他送了一阵风过来，水开始退去。现在深渊的泉源和天上的窗户已经关闭，天上也不再有雨水降下，水逐渐的从地上退去。这与七章十一节到十二节形成了对比。
Yeah, this is in contrast with chapter 7, verses 11 to 12. God could open and close the floodgates of the heaven and the springs of the great deep. God has full control of heaven and earth.
这与七章十一节到十二节形成对比，因为上帝能够打开和关闭天上的洪水和大渊的泉源，他对天地拥有完全的掌控权。
Let's continue follow along, chapter 8, verse 1 to 6.
我们继续看着你的圣经，八章一到四第八章一到四节。
Then from verse 6 to 14 depict a few interesting actions of Noah.
抱歉，是从六章到六节到十四节想到有趣的。描述。
So at the beginning, although God had told Noah exactly when the flood would come, even to what day?
在开始的时候，上帝已经告诉挪亚什么时候，洪水会来临，甚至到了具体的日子。
But he did not reveal exactly when the flood would retreat.
但是他并没有告诉挪亚洪水什么时候会退去。
So Noah entered the ark by faith. He had experienced and witnessed something he had never known before.
所以挪亚凭着信心进入方舟，经历和见证他以前从未经历过的事情。
After so many days of bumpy rides, finally, on the 17th day of 7 months, the ark came to rest on the mountain of Ararat.
经过了很多天，到了第七个月的第十七日，方舟停在亚拉腊山上。
A few days later, Noah saw the top of the mountains. He became curious about getting out of the ark.
所以过了一段时间，他看到山顶，所以他就诺亚很想知道什么时候可以离开方舟。
So he did a couple of things. First thing he did is he sent a raven out.
他做了一些事，第一个他把一只乌鸦放出去。
Many disappointed because the raven keep flying back and forth.
然后他感到很失望，因为那个乌鸦就在那边飞来飞去。
In verse 8, they say, then he sent a dove to see if the water has receded from the surface of the ground. Also disappointed.
然后第八节说，他又放了一只鸽子出去看水面水是否已经退去，但同样感到失望。
So in verse 10, he waited 7 more days and again sent a dove from the ark.
然后第十节说，他等了七天，再次用从方舟放出鸽子。
So this time the dove.Returned to him in the evening, then in its beak there was a freshly plucked olive leaf.
当鸽子傍晚回到他那里的时候，他嘴里叼着一片新鲜摘下来的橄榄树叶。
So it indicated that the tree or fruit trees began to sprout out of the water.
这代表说树木或果树已经在水中生长。
Bible says he waited again until he was 601 years old.
圣经说他继续等，只等到他到601岁的时候。
So verse 13 says, by the first day of the first month of Noah's 601st year, the water had dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw the surface of the ground was dry.
在诺亚十三节，在诺亚601岁的第一个月的第一天，地面上的水都已经干了。诺亚随后从方舟上移开盖子，看到地面已经干了。
If we pay attention closely, it's fairly interesting. The date was the first day of the first month, but he did not get out of the ark.
有趣的是，日期第一个月第一个日子，他第一天他并没有离开方舟。
Although he was curious and a desire to get out of the ark as soon as possible, he did not go out until by the 27th day of the second month. When God said to Noah, Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wife.
尽管他很好奇，很渴望能够尽快离开方舟，但直到第二个月的第27天他才离开。然后神对诺亚说，你和你的妻子，你的儿子和你的妻子和他们的妻子都可以出方舟。
So Noah was obedient to God's command despite the uncomfortable situation in confinement inside the boat with all the smelly animals, insects, birds and reptiles. He did not go ahead of God's command.
尽管在船舱内与所有发臭的动物、昆虫、鸟类、爬行动物一起受到不适合的情况下，诺亚对上帝的命令保持了顺从，他并没有超前走在上帝的命令之前。
So if you follow along the Bible in the chapter 8, verse 17 to 22,
我们请大家继续看创世纪第八章十七节到二十二节。
It's all about into God's promise by faith and obedience.
我们要谈到的是在信心和顺服中进入神的应许。
So if we read the Bible verse, the first blessing besides safe landing for Noah, in verse 17, it says, every kind of living creatures that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it.
我们若看到圣经第十七节，他说：“在你那里，凡有血肉的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜和一切爬在地上的昆虫，都要带出来，叫他们在地上多多滋生，大大兴旺。”
So this is God's first blessing to Noah's obedience.
这是神对诺亚的第一个祝福，就是祝福就是因为诺亚的顺服。
So verse 20, Noah's response was.Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed the burnt offering on it.
诺亚对神祝福的回应是在二十节说到诺亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，从一切洁净的牲畜和洁净的飞鸟中取些来，献在坛上作为燔祭。
So did you notice one thing? Noah took some of all the clean animals and clean birds as a burnt offering.
所以你是否注意到诺亚从所有洁净的动物和飞鸟中取来作为燔祭？
And Noah just got out of the ark. What he saw was a desolate land.
诺亚才刚刚从离开方舟，他所看到的是一片荒芜的土地。
He probably should have built a house or a hut for his family to live. Furthermore, he and his family could only count on his clean animal and birds for food. This is precious possessions.
他可能应该要为家人建造一个房子或小屋。因为此外，他和他家人也只能靠着洁净的动物和鸟类来获取食物。这些都是非常宝贵的财产。
Remember, he also brought some unclean animal into the ark.
还记得他也带了一些不洁净的动物来到方舟。
But he offered a clean animal for burnt offering.
对，但是他遵守神的原则，把洁净的动物献上成为燔祭。
Maybe he was just experienced God was in full control of heaven and earth, and his obedience.Need to have a thanksgiving heart.
对，也许他才刚刚经历到神是完全信实的，所以他献上这些成为一感恩的祭献给神。
Maybe he just said, you know, God already promised he's going to multiply all the birds and the animals.
也许他相信神会在会祝福他在这些干净的动物上能够繁殖众多。
So the first thing he did after the safe landing was to offer the best what he had to God.
所以，诺亚把最好的献上给神。
Bible says God was pleased and gave him the second blessing.
所以圣经上说神喜悦他的燔祭，然后祝福他第二个应许他第二个祝福。
So in verse 21, say, "Never again will I curse the ground because of a human."Even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from the childhood.
所以第二十一节说到，神告诉诺亚说：“我不再因人咒诅这地，因为人的心思意念从小就是恶，即使人类的心思意念就是恶。”
And this promise is everlasting, as the verse 22 says, as long as earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat.Summer and winter, day and night, will never cease.
所以神说 that, 只要地球存在，种子的时间和收获，寒冷和炎热，夏天和冬天，白天和黑夜，永不停止。
So interesting here, right? Because what the Bible says, God was fully aware every inclination of the human heart is evil from the childhood.
所以神是对人的心思意念是非常了解，因为他知道我们心思意念从小就是恶的。
And even among the eight people from Noah's family, his younger son Ham was with impure heart, which is recorded in the later chapter.
即使是在诺亚家族中的八个人当中，他最小的儿子韩的心也是不纯洁，这是在第九章二十二节说到。
And evenGod, Noah was not shortcoming or sin, was not sinless person.
即使是诺亚，他也并非没有缺点，也不是一个完全无罪的人。
So in the later chapter, chapter 9, recorded, Noah overused God's provision to the point to bring shame to himself by being drunk and naked.
在创世纪九章二十到二十一节中，记载了诺亚因为滥用了上帝的供应，使自己陷入醉酒和裸体的羞耻。
But God was compassionate.
但是神对他是有怜悯的。
Because his obedience and faith.
因为诺亚的顺服跟信实。
So let's think about our life.
让我们思考我们自己的生命。
And in contrast to what Noah, Noah is listed among the heroes of faith in Bible.
诺亚被在圣经中是被立为信心的英雄之一。
And in Hebrew chapter 11 say, by faith Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear built an ark to save his family by his faith.He condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that is not in keeping with the faith.
希伯来书十一章说到，诺亚因着信，既蒙上帝启示将来所未见的事，怀着敬畏的心预备了一子方舟，为了要得全家人的救恩。因着信，他定了世界的罪，并且承受了那信得的义。
So in Noah's era.Human race had become full of wickedness, and every incarnation of the thoughts of the human heart were only evil at all the time.
在诺亚的时代，人类充满了邪恶，人心每时每刻都只有思念、恶念。在六章五节
，Noah walked with God faithfully. He did not question God, "Why you want me to build a gigantic boat, spend years of labors and materials?"Seems to be useless at a time, maybe endure some mockeries from the laborers and friends.
在六章九节说到，诺亚在上帝面前是个行事正直的人。他没有问上帝，为什么你要我建造这艘巨大的船？他花费多年的辛勤劳动和材料，当时似乎是徒劳无功，并且要忍受邻居和朋友的嘲笑。
And he simply followed.And was obedient to God's command.
他只是很顺从跟服从上帝的命令。
Before the flood water came, God told him to bring his family, the animals, clean and unclean, to the ark. He did not argue or did not reason. He did all God has commanded.
在洪水来临之前，上帝告诉他带着家人和洁净不洁净的动物进入方舟。他没有争论或者是辩论。七章五节说到，诺亚照上帝所吩咐的一切行了。
Because of his obedience, Noah found a favor in God's eyes. He and his family were saved by God through the ark.
因为诺亚的顺从，诺亚在上帝面前蒙恩，他和他的家人因着方舟得到上帝的拯救。
And what he and his family.And their descendants needed to sustain their lives, also provided by God through the ark.
他和他家人以及他们的后代所需要的维持生命的一切，都是由上帝透过方舟来供应。
So when we look around the world we live in right now, are there any different from the world Noah lived?
所以我们如果看到我们现在生活的环境，我与诺亚所生活的世界有何不同呢？
It's the same. It's also full of wickedness and evil hearts.
是不是也充满了邪恶和邪恶的心呢？
In Bible, Romans chapter 3 verse 22-23 say, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
罗马书三章二十三节说到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
And chapter 6 verse 22-23 say, "For the wages of sin is death."And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书六章二十三节又说到，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有上帝的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
God has warned the people in our generation just like He warned the lowest generation.
上帝在我们这一代也警告了人们，就像他在诺亚那一代所警告的一样。
In Second Peter. chapter 2, verse 5 says, if he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others.
这彼得后书2章5节说道，神既然不爱惜原来的世界，只拯救了传义道的诺亚和七个人，使大水临到那不敬虔的世代，主耶稣基督是我们的方舟。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ark.
主耶稣基督是我们的方舟。
God has been compassionate and gracious to all of us as descendants of Noah.
上帝对我们和所有诺亚的后代都充满了怜悯与恩典。
God made a covenant.When Noah, because of Noah's obedience, that he never again will he destroy all the living creatures.
因为诺亚的服从他，上帝跟立约说，他再也不会毁灭所有的活物在地上。
So God made his ultimate sacrifice for our sin. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, die for us on the cross.
上帝为我们的罪做出最终的牺牲，他差遣他的独生子耶稣基督，他在十字架上为我们而死。
Bible says, "Whoever believes in Him will not die, but will have everlasting life."
凡信他的人必不是灭亡，反得永生。
And He resurrected after His sacrifice and sit in the right hand out of God to judge the living and the dead.
他的献祭，他死后复活，坐在上帝的右边，审判活人和死人。
And he promised he's coming again.
他应许再来的日子。
At that time, there will not be another ark.
在那时候不会再有方舟。
When God told Noah to enter the ark, he did not hesitate.
当上帝告诉诺亚进入方舟的时候，他毫不犹豫。
So there's no difference between the New Testament era and the Noah's era.
所以在新约时代和诺亚时代之间并没有区别。
We do not know when Jesus' second coming will be, as Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 says, but about the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
我们不知道耶稣第二次再来的时候是什么时候。马太福音24章36节告诉我们说，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，唯独上帝连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
As the Bible continued, verse 37 said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of a Son of Man.For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and it took them all away. That's how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.
在第37节说到，就如同诺亚的日子，人子降临之前的日子怎么样？当时洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到诺亚进方舟的那日，仍然不晓得，只等到洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也是必这样子。
So God told us clearly, if someone among us are still seeking God, Ark is here to save us, to give us eternal life. Let's all enter the Ark.
所以上帝明确告诉我们，如果我们中间有些人仍在寻求上帝，我们是否仍在争辩？方舟在这里拯救我们，给予我们永生，我们都进入神的方舟。
So due to time, I will just share with you short my selfish journey.
因为时间关系，我就跟你们分享一下我自己的旅程。
As I reflecting on my own personal journey in those past 34 years.
当我回顾我34年来的生活
，The happiest time was now when I got my PhD diploma.
我最快乐的时候并不是我拿到我博士学位的时候。
It was when my wife and I entered the ark of Jesus Christ as our personal savior on the Christmas of 1997.
我最幸福的时候是 我和我的妻子在1997年圣诞节的时候在校园团契接受耶稣基督做我个人的救主，进入耶稣基督的方舟。
Yeah, just like we were in the campus fellowship. Yeah.
在校园团契里。
Yeah, like many first generation immigrants here, the journey was not totally smooth sailing.
像很多在当中，在我们当中的第一代移民一样，我的旅程并不是一帆风顺。
We moved a few times due to job changes.
我们搬过好几次家，因为工作的关系。
I also experienced a few times job elimination.
我也经历过了裁员。
Company mergers are being acquired.
或者是公司被并购。
So whenever we were obedient to God's command, patiently waiting for His guidance, His leading, we experienced peace and joy.
每当我们听从上帝的命令，耐心等待他的引领时，我们经历到平安和喜乐。
So we are so blessed.
我们是如此的蒙福。
So friends, brothers, sisters, when you embark on your own life journey, have you entered the ark of Jesus Christ?
所以朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，在你们路上，在你们踏上人生旅程的时候，你们是否已经进入到耶稣基督的方舟呢？
Are you also living inside the ark of Jesus Christ?
是否你是生活在耶稣基督的方舟里面呢？
And are we going to be obedient or being faithful to God's command?
我们是不是要忠心且顺服神的命令呢？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of your word in the written Bible.Thank you for the teaching. Thank you for telling the story of the Noah so that we, as we celebrate the Christmas holiday, help us to remember the reason of the birth of Jesus Christ. He came to save us from the wicked and the violent world by dying on the cross, making the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you for God for preparing the ark for us. When we are obedient and faithful to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior,Let the Holy Spirit to indwell in our lives. Our life journey will be so blessed. Thank you for your promise and never ceasing compassion and love. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，赐给我们的话语，学习诺亚，在庆祝圣诞节的时候，让我们所有的人都记得耶稣基督降生的原因，上帝为我们预备的方舟。当我们愿意顺从并忠诚主耶稣基督时，我们的人生旅程将得到蒙福。谢谢耶稣，这样祷告，阿门。
Happy Christmas，
圣诞快乐。